Jeff, you talked last week about Eddie with the ball in his hand and what he could do with it, but what about the way the wall set up for him on the return? Did you like it?
Yeah, we were actually in a pressure call, and Deontay almost got home on that call, and the guys did a good job getting back up and refocusing on the return part of that. Eddie bought himself enough time, and the things that you like on that is, especially with the emphasis in today's game about defenseless players, you know, you got to be careful about those things going in the wall. I thought our guys did a good job of capturing the guys that they were blocking, getting in front, and not risking a penalty, and saving Eddie some space on the sideline. There wasn't a whole lot of space, but there was enough for him to squeeze through.
What's the coaching point on the Barth miss? Did he just miss it, or does something need to get tightened up
now? No, he just missed it.
Is that, given the Ryan talked about how much you guys liked his accuracy, especially from 40 and under, is that just particularly frustrating, I guess, that he missed the short?
Well, I think anytime you miss a kick, it's frustrating, both for the player and the club. We anticipate anytime we send the field goal kicker on, coming away with points. And we all got to do our part with that, you know, in terms of the snap, the hold, protection, and then we got to make that.
Anything in particular this year compared to where things started a year ago, where you faced a couple of talented returners in Urban and Sproles and been able to contain them fairly well so far?
Well, you know, I'd hate to compare it to last year. I think in terms of this last game, I thought Pat O'Donnell had a nice night punting the ball with hang time and direction, and the guys did a good job covering. Pat provided, you know, that part of that. You know, going back to the first game, you know, it was a little bit more of the same. I mean, Pat's gotten off to a good start. That's kind of where it starts. We got to protect him and all those things, but him hitting the ball clean with direction and hang time allows the coverage team to get down there.
Jeff, on kickoff return, I know there's only a handful that have been caught in the end zone. Are you where you want to be decision-making-wise with whether Deontay stays in or comes out?
That last game, you know, you could see Bryce getting the stop sign, and, you know, Deontay's an aggressive player, and he's trying to make a play in that instance. We got to be real careful about that. Not only – it's not just the distance. It's the hang time that gets involved, too. You know, sometimes – 1 yard deep or 5 yards deep, you know, there's a big difference in terms of where the coverage players are when you're getting a hang time at 4-2, 4-3 versus a hang time at, say, 3-7, 3-6. I mean, there's that comes with experience. You know, I think he'd like to have that decision back.
Do you have to change habits with the new touchback rule where guys have to be a little bit in a different mindset now?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that if they're going to give you the ball at the 25 instead of the 20, there's more times that you're going to take a knee now than you wouldn't have done before. You know, that return in the past, let's say the ball's 3D, and you return to the 22. Well, up until this year, you're getting 2 yards where you would have on a touchback. Now you're 3 yards less than you would have on a touchback, so it certainly factors in the equation.
Isn't it difficult with the returner and even your return unit to kind of tell them to take a knee, because don't they always think that they can get it past the 25? Or at least they want to get it.
Yeah, I mean, I would think most returners in this league have a lot of confidence in themselves. I think you just got to pick and choose when the right time to do that is. I think you got to factor in the ball location, what the return call was. Sometimes when the ball is kicked away from where you're trying to return the ball, it's not quite as, you know, There was a play in the Houston game where Deontay took a knee. He was like a yard and a half, 2 yards deep. Well, he was away from the call, and he knew that. So he would have had a long way to go in order to get behind the blocking. So that all that they all factor in there.
How was good of a surprise onside kick in the game against Washington? Are they one of those teams that does it a lot? And how aware get to be that going into the game?
Yeah, they did it last week. Their coach has done that particular kick multiple times with different kickers. I mean, going back to San Diego and Tampa, you know, they're a team that's aggressive in that area. You know, there was a primetime game a couple years ago. They went throwback punt return, you know, and I've seen Eric Weddle run around the edge as the personal protector for that particular coach. They ran a fake last year up the middle. So there's certain opponents you're always aware of the things. We've got, you know, I've been in the division with this coach at a couple different stops, so we played him a bunch of times, and you keep those reels however far they go back. I mean, sometimes our guys get tired of watching 2005, you know, tape on a particular play coach may run, but you can also see that play show up in 2012, you know. I guess it's a little bit like the offense, defense and stuff. You just really got to know, you know, who's preparing that group and what they're capable of.
What stands out to you about Lucky Whitehead? Had one, took back in the preseason.
Yeah, it was against the Rams. Made a guy miss. He's a fast player. He's a little bit rare in that he's not a big returner, but he's really aggressive with the ball north and south. He's got home run ability, you know, in both areas, and you know, speed's probably the first thing that jumps out, but aggressive mindset, and you know, he's another guy that's got a lot of confidence in himself as well.